bada, away, away, da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba 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 da 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 da. Hey everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Choir Corner. This is the third episode of the third season, otherwise known as the 27th episode of the Choir Corner in total.
Oh my, 27.
And we are here in the Choir Corner in the choir room on September the 30th.
2024.
At
12:22
in the PM. Yes. Once again, we are here during the day with our co-hosts Alexis and Megan.
Hello.
And it's during the middle of the day, so the bells are going to ring again. It's going to be great. There's no avoiding it. So I did not at all edit anything out last time with the bells. So
that's
it was just mass chaos. So how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
That's also fantastic. Yeah.
That's my word.
New word of the week. Year.
What is?
Swell.
Swell.
Yeah, she always says something new.
I'm
excellent. The other interesting thing today is that you may hear another voice. We have a
special guest.
Oh, Natalia.
Yes. Yes. I was like, you guys are friends. So I was like, let me get her introduce you.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm honored.
It's going to be great. So it's Ava Rasmussen.
Yay.
It is I. Yes. Why are you here, Ava Rasmussen?
Because Mr. Harmon is sick today, and he thought, I'll pick the next best person. So here I am.
Which is obviously
here you are.
Here I am. Yes.
I'm happy you're here. This is good. We're
going
to get, you are one of two choir presidents.
I am.
The other is?
Ainsley Johnson.
Yes. She's in band right now. It's actually school right now. So I'm trying not to just pull people out of classes. So we want it to be kind of sort of fair to the other teachers. So I'm happy you're here. You can tell us all about choir presidency. You're the second generation of choir presidency in your family.
It's a legacy at this point.
Yes.
I think.
2 years ago, listeners, in the first season, maybe the fourth or fifth episode, we had Cade Rasmussen related on the podcast as well as the choir president with Abby Bigsby.
Yes.
And it was a disaster, not because of them, but because we were in the makerspace. And we didn't have our mics or our headphones or any of our sound figured out. So if you go back and listen to that one, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, when I started listening to the Choir Corner, I watched the first season when it was like coming out. But when I rewatched, I skipped right to second season because like hearing like the difference between audio in the first and second is like, whoa.
Yeah, one is rough.
Really?
Guinea pig.
Three is amazing.
So Ava, you definitely got the better deal here. You got the one that hopefully will be easier
thank you.
To do. So I'm happy you're here. Thank you for spending your afternoon here. What does a choir president do? This is an interview.
I don't do a lot during the year so far I just know like our main thing, like what we're known to do is like once we graduate we write a letter to the next year's musical cast. So like last year during musical we got to hear Cade's letter because he graduated 2 years ago. So I will do that, and then next year they'll get to hear what I say.
Aww. Yeah. That's so cute. I'm so excited.
Be fun.
Yeah.
You don't do a lot during the year.
Well, I mean, the one time
upkeep.
One time Harmon had me go through sharps with the class, but I don't know sharps, so basically I don't know how to teach sharps. So I just had everyone in the class say it out loud, so I didn't have to say anything.
That's fun. We do a thing with choir leadership, and maybe you haven't done this yet, where it's like hopefully sometime throughout the year we say, can you give us a feel for what the choir is feeling about this and this? You're kind of our ambassador to the choir.
Oh,
if that hasn't happened yet.
It has
then,
not happened yet.
Okay, but well, the year is young.
Oh, we, Ainsley and I do the script for Soda Shop.
There we go.
So you're going to be the MCs?
Yes.
Are you busy at work at that?
She's researching the songs and I'm writing the script.
Oh, that's very cute.
Favorite part because I wrote a bunch of the scripts for them like 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
And I just went ham. I was like, oh, I'm going to make the kids say really silly things.
Collaboration.
It's gonna be awesome.
Anything you can surprise us with?
Spoilers?
the podcast exclusive.
So here's a spoiler. I haven't started yet.
Yeah.
Oh. You've got 16 days.
I was like 2 weeks.
I know. I'm just kidding. Just messing with you.
Well, we got a lot to get through today. Ava, you ready for the ride?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Our next segment is...
the socials.
We didn't have a socials one, but I thought I would just...
Whoa, who is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
It's person number 20.
Wait.
Can you say... Wait, are we only allowed to listen one time?
I will play back the last half of it.
The socials.
Who is that?
The socials.
I'm sorry, I don't know, actually. Because I didn't... Well, I wrote down everybody up to 18, and then I did another batch.
Person 20.
And then this is person number 20, so...
20 if you're listening to this. Say,
it kind of sounded like Caitlin Rosso at the end.
No, Caitlin. Did Caitlin volunteer to do it?
She
did
not sound like that does sound like Caitlin. You're kind of right.
That's a good one. I hope it was her.
So, Alexis, I'm obliged to ask you, and I would rather not, but I'm obliged to ask you, where can we find the podcast?
Okay, you can find the podcast, what I've heard, anywhere that you can find podcasts. We know about Spotify and Apple Music. You have to type in the THE Choir Corner or it will not come up is what I've heard.
That is not totally true. It's just that's the name of it. It's the Choir Corner.
Make sure you search up the Choir Corner on anywhere you can find podcasts.
But it does have a the, yes. There is also the Choir Director's Corner, which is a different thing. It's one dude. He's had about 100 episodes so far just talking about choir stuff, but he's not us. So,
shoot.
Megan, how about our social media?
Well, if you follow us or are subscribed on the podcast, you should follow our socials at Fremont HS Choir. You can follow us on Instagram, on X, as well as on Facebook. Never. And TikTok. We have a TikTok,
all
too.
All the places.
To see all of the cool, what's it called? Posts. Social medias. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that's going on today, we have a fifth person that is with us in the Magic 8 Ball today. Listeners, the Magic 8 Ball is a place where we put students who, agreeably with consent, go into a Magic 8 Ball and they're stuck there forever. Help, I'm stuck in the ball. And they have to answer our yes or no questions throughout the podcast. So today we have the fortunate or unfortunate Rachel Wagaman. Are you there, Rachel?
No.
Oh.
Not there.
In our Jack situation. It sounds like you're in there, though.
Check your email in 3 months.
Okay. I probably will check my email in 3 months.
So we'll check in with Rachel throughout the thing and see kind of what she's doing.
Oh, I like that.
Great. Do we have today... any
you've got mail,
Maddie
McBride.
Yeah,
it is.
That was Maddie.
Yes, she was quite expressive.
Oh,
Megan, what do we have?
All right, today we only have one, and this is from Mr. Micah Moore. So last week in our true facts section, I shared the fact that a chef's hat has 100 pleats. Okay, and so Micah had a comment for that.
Oh boy.
He said the pleats on the chef's hat are actually for the 100 different ways you can cook an egg. Did you know
what?
That?
Is that true?
True facts.
Did you fact check this?
I didn't fact check it, but.
Oh. There's the bell. Hey, shoot. Listeners, we're in class right now, obviously. 100 pleats, and that's the 100 ways that you can cook an egg.
Yes.
I find that dubious.
That's weird.
What is dubious?
It means hard to believe. It's doubtful. Yes. Yeah.
Well, the only way I can think of is scrambled.
Poached, scrambled.
You can drop egg soup. Does that count? And then
hard-boiled.
All of the ways you can.
I'm calling.
Shenanigans.
Seven.
Not Oreo.
That's good. I can think of seven.
That means it's a true fact.
True fact. Yeah, I didn't pull up the
false
thing.
False fact.
But it's fine. We'll get to it.
False fact.
We'll get there.
Listeners,
thank you, Micah.
You've probably heard lots of boops so far because we are just all over the place. Any other comments, just in case I'm skipping over anybody?
Not that I can see.
Well, that means that our next thing, moving right along, is...
true facts.
Are you kidding
me? Redo.
Yeah, one more time.
Go back.
True facts.
I've heard this person
Who
talk.
Is that?
I'm trying to think of all of the girls I know.
What a sound. Kind of sounds like. I have no idea. Like
I'm supposed to be good at this.
Kenna Martinez.
Oh my gosh. You know what? You might be right. You 100% might be right.
I'm she's silly, like, and I didn't bring my list. Over
I'm going to say
I'm
it's her.
Attached to wires, so I can't really.
Yeah, she has that like soft feel in her voice. Yeah.
So I'm like, the world, so I like
may
the, like,
never
the up
know
at the
if
end.
We're right.
Megan, what's true in the world?
All right. I have three facts for us today.
Three. You had like five so, last time.
Yeah, I did have a lot last time. I was like, that's a little too much. We'll go to three. All right. So the first one is, did you know that all the world's bacteria stacked on top of each other would stretch for 10 billion light years?
Jeez.
You have a lot of bacteria.
I mean,
isn't that
like,
crazy?
That doesn't surprise me. But
no,
like,
it doesn't surprise me, but that's pretty gross.
All the world's, like all the Earth's bacteria?
Yeah.
Just the Earth.
Yes.
Yes. Together, Earths, yes.
10 billion light years? First of all, a billion
could
is a
wrap
lot.
Around the
a light
Milky
year
Way.
Is a lot. 10 of those.
Yeah.
It's even more a lot.
It says, together, Earths, I don't even know how to read this number, 0. something millimeters long microbes could wrap around the Milky Way over 20,000 times.
Whoa. Is that the second true fact, or is that just a part of
no,
the
No, that's part
one?
Of that's... the, like, it explains the first one.
Oh.
Isn't
oh.
that crazy?
Boom.
That's pretty cool.
So for, just for reference, the Andromeda Galaxy is the nearest galaxy to us. Okay. So like we're in a star system. We have the thing called the sun, otherwise known as Sol in Spanish, right?
Oh.
Hence the solar system. There's only one solar system, right? The other ones are star systems. Fun fact. And then we're in a galaxy called the Milky Way, in between which is intergalactic space where there's vast nothingness, right? No stars, no nothing, right? Just blobs of nothingness. And then the next one is Andromeda Galaxy, and that's 2 million light years away, okay? Which is significantly less than 10 billion. So that is crazy. This is
insane.
Hey, listeners, nature of existence stuff here for you.
Stars.
I could talk about this all day. But
Rachel, no. Did you know that?
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
She knows.
Rachel knows everything.
I knew it. She's so smart. Alrighty. <Yeah. laughs> Our next true fact for today is, did you know that Finland is the happiest country on Earth?
That
I didn't know that, actually.
According
that
to the
sense.
World Happiness Report, I didn't know that was a thing, it has been for 6 years in a row.
Wow.
It's not really surprising, given that Finland is the home of Santa Claus, reindeer, and one sauna for every 1.59 people.
Wow.
You can have two people in the
that's
sauna.
Awesome.
That's a lot of saunas.
Santa. Imagine being in a sauna with Santa Claus and a reindeer.
So there's two saunas for every three people.
No every 1.59.
Yeah, but if there's two
if you
saunas,
round up two. Oh, wait, no.
That's crazy, because like, here's my fun fact for the thing about this. Is that Scandinavia does rank high, generally, on sort of the happiness. That's mm-hmm. Norway, Sweden, Finland. I guess that's the three of them. And Denmark.
Yeah,
and why is that makes sense?
Has to do with governing. It has to do with culture. Has to do with lots of things. It's just mm-hmm. they've got a long history of figuring out how to be happy, evidently. But they also do have a high rate of like seasonal depression.
Really?
Because they're quite far north and they have long periods of darkness.
Oh.
So that can be a thing. So
at least they can bounce back if
you're
the happiest.
They're like, we're fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Santa Claus.
We're just a little.
It's
wow.
just a phase. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's almost Christmas.
Yes, it's Christmas. Always almost
why
Christmas.
I keep Christmas tease on my words.
Yeah, they got Vikings. What's not to like about that? So. Not Finland, maybe, but, you know, Norway.
Other, yeah.
All right. What else do you have that's
and
true?
And our last fact. True fact of the day is the biggest butterfly in the world has a 31-centimeter wingspan. It belongs to the Queen Alexandra's birdwing butterfly, which you can find in the forests of the Oro province in the east of... can you read this word? Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea.
Papua Guinea. New Guinea.
Yeah. Papua New Guinea.
I did not pay attention in World Geo.
You didn't look at these ahead of time. How do I pronounce these?
No, I did look at it, but I was like, I'll figure it out.
Sure,
I can read.
It was Papua Guinea in her head.
23 centimeters doesn't sound very long.
31 centimeters.
I don't even know what's 37.
It's 12.2 inches, I just looked up.
Oh, so
whoa,
a foot.
So
a foot. Why couldn't they just say a foot?
Because most of the world is in metric.
Wow. And 31 centimeters sounds so much cooler.
No,
that sounds much
bigger,
stronger.
Because I don't know that.
I don't know it. Everyone else might, but so. I don't.
I do my temperature in Celsius just because it's like fun to like learn about it and like just if you make your phone like you can make it whatever. I also make the week start on Monday and not on Sunday. You can do that in your calendar. Mr. Lockwood. It's a thing. So in Celsius, what I do is I just memorize what every 10 degrees Celsius is in Fahrenheit, and then I guess.
I think that's what I like about Fahrenheit. It's just a 1 to 100 scale. Yeah. Like 60 degrees is like a little chilly, but it's pretty good.
Very easy for the American mind.
I wonder why they did that. Like, why did America decide?
You're just like, there's a lot of things that we did.
It has to do with like just history and like just coincidence. Like, because things that happen to humanity are just things that happen to humanity because somebody decided. And usually it's not wise to look too deeply into why something happened. It's usually just like, you'll be like, oh, it was just someone decided and then it had an impact. You know, I think this is empowering because then you could be like, well, I could just change something for humanity forever.
I think about that a lot,
that's
actually.
That's crazy.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You can just
thank
make
you
it
for
happen.
Joining us on today's segment of True Facts.
Yes. Our next fun game is...
Question everything?
Oh, it's Brayden Stover.
Yeah.
It is.
Who is that?
Brayden?
Oh, is he the kid that literally sits right next to me?
He's got like not long brown hair, but like it's
oh my gosh. Yeah, he's right next
to me. He
and Cody are friends.
He's in the back row.
Yeah. Oh, well, he was in the front row.
Yeah, because I'm the last on the soprano, and then he's the first on the baritone.
He had a knee problem. He had a little limp for a while.
So he's actually right next to me, and that's my bad.
Yeah.
I'm a bad president.
Choir president.
Okay, there's a reason there's two of us.
Yes, you only know half the room, yes. Sopranos and basses. Question everything is the fun game. What are we doing today, Alexis?
Okay, I would like to go for question everything, and that mine would be a classroom thing that we have.
Right, listeners, what we're doing is we're playing game called Question Everything, that where we it's like 20 questions, kind of. We're going to ask Alexis about the thing that she is thinking that has something to do with something in choir. And you've narrowed it down to a category that is what?
Something that we have, like we physically have.
In
the room, yes.
In the room, okay. Like so this is a look pretty. Around.
Yeah, do a little look-see. Just double check your surroundings.
This is like I Spy.
I Spy.
Rachel, do you know the answer already?
Maybe.
Gosh.
Gosh,
so much mystery. She already, definitely does.
Can you keep a secret?
Bow show.
will you tell me the secret?
Mm-mm, not with that tone of voice.
Oh.
Dang, I tried.
She's coming for you.
That's okay. Good. Okay. So is it dark colored?
No.
Is it a noun?
Yes.
It's a thing, Megan. It's going to be a noun.
I meant to say, is it like...
Oh, let me write this down.
You can always cut out all the dead time.
Is there meaning behind it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it like powered in some way?
No.
No? Okay.
Is it like a senior gift that was given to Mr. Harmon?
I think so. I believe it was.
Ooh, that narrows it down.
Does it have signatures on it?
No.
Is it one of those dice over there?
Nope. I don't think so.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it like over there?
Yeah.
I'm pointing towards like the door,
in that
the main
direction.
Door. Okay.
But in the way that your arm was going, it's in that general direction.
Listeners, it's over there.
It's over there. over there.
Is it one of the cardboard cutouts?
Oh my gosh, which one though?
Okay, well now we've got...
there's a...
three that you can choose from.
Oh, were they all? Were those all senior
we're all
gifts?
In there. None of them were senior gifts. They were all...
I thought The Rock was a senior... Oh, shoot.
Is it The Rock?
Yes.
It's The Rock.
Yeah,
it's The Rock.
I thought The Rock was a senior gift. That was a senior gift.
That might have been, Because it had his holy jeans and his Who's Farted
Shirt. Yeah, that was That was our freshman year senior gift.
Yeah.
I remember laughing up a storm up in the balcony. I was like, that's a classic.
That's like
parents, Harmon would always tell your kids to maybe wear something concert appropriate and don't wear your holy jeans or your Who Farted Shirt. And so the kid's got a life size, I think, because he's quite tall, cut out of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and put on him a Who Farted Shirt and some holy jeans. So
and some flip-flops, too.
Yeah,
right?
Flip-flops.
And a cowboy hat.
You would have done that.
Yeah.
Rachel, have you ever worn something like that?
Check your email in 3 months.
And you'll see a picture of her wearing that exact outfit.
A long wait time on this. Yes.
Wait, how long is 3 months?
3 months.
It's almost October, so...
November, December, January.
January. New in year, January. New you.
She's going to wear a cowboy hat and that's why holy she's jeans in January.
Rachel, that's a wow. Could it be sooner?
Check your email in 3 months.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
She's very particular on that.
Mine is like a thing we do.
Okay.
Not a physical object.
A bit? Okay. Like a bit?
Yeah.
That's one. Megan, that means it's not a noun. It's a
thing that happened. I guess that's one. Are you counting the
yeah, thing? Yes. The kind of question. It's a thing. I say with as pointing I'm gonna write to that the down imaginary. Is it generally?
It's not generally.
It's a really funny one though.
This is a broad category, I know, because I work really hard for us to have just like several bits.
A lot of things.
Yes. I like bits. That.
A lot of things.
The inside jokes.
It's that. Community building. It's fun.
Yes. Yes,
community building.
Is it the repetition thing?
No, but that's really good. It's one of my favorite ones. These are all going to be my favorite ones.
Do you say it a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
I know this is self-centered, but I'm here, so. And I wasn't going to do a Harmon one. When he's not here, he can't defend himself.
No shame.
Okay.
Have we been singing a lot recently?
We've been seeing it a lot recently.
Saying it a lot.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'll give you a bonus hint. It's not actually a thing that you say.
Oh, just you.
I know because I got a book 1 year from Alex England, sister of Ben England, where we did Rudder Requiem. No, Mozart's Requiem, whatever, for Choral Collaborative, mm-hmm. one of the years and stuff. And she filled the entire inside cover, both sides, with just random crap that I'd said that year. All of it. I looked through it. I was like, oh, good. I didn't say anything, you know, problematic. I was like, that good. Yes. That was when I was like, people are listening. Okay. All right.
You say let's do the thing a lot. Is it that?
It's not that.
Okay.
That would have been low hanging fruit.
So that definitely means it's not the order either, because that's a call and response.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. And it's a specific thing that he said.
This will happen.
Shut up, you.
No, but
that's a really good one.
As much as it's because I'm just going to elaborate on all the bits while we're at it. I do that mostly because I'm actually really angry at the bell. Truthfully, like, because I'm like, this is the worst. I hate it and stuff. Yeah. But I'm just trying to make light of a terrible situation.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
Make lemons out of lemon.
Yes,
lemonade out of lemons. So that's pretty much. Yep.
Okay, can I give you a hint?
Yes,
so
of course.
That we narrow it down. It's something that happens like in rehearsal as a solution to a thing that I do.
Please stand. Oh, I don't know. You always say
thank you for standing.
I don't say that. Harmon says that.
Oh,
I think that's passive aggressive.
Stand, please. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for standing. Okay.
All right.
No, but we can sing it.
Nope.
It's also really good.
Maybe I don't say this enough with you guys, which is maybe not fair.
Well, so you would say it more with like JV choir?
Well, maybe. I mean, I think I've done it with everybody, but you've all been in JV choir, so.
That's true. To make something easier. Like put it in.
It's something that happens while you're standing.
You start. Clapping.
Clapping along. No, it's not that.
Actions.
We're going to do some actions.
We sway.
You just like, or stomp. Like the thing that you did today.
Yes. It's not that. No. But
Shoot.
Can I lead you home?
Yes.
Okay. It has to do with me not being very tall.
You just stand on a chair?
Stand on a chair.
Yeah, yes. When we stand, you stand on a chair.
Right. How many guesses did that take?
That was 12.
And I thought you would get, specifically, I say I'm below average height.
Okay.
I always say, but evidently I haven't said that enough yet.
Shoot.
Yay. I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Really?
I also haven't seen you stand
maybe
on a chair
mumble.
In a while.
I'm like, oh, I'm short.
Me too. It's okay. It's okay.
Just the average like European white dude in his 30s is 5'9", and I'm 5'6". So.
Oh. You're 5'6"?
Yeah.
You don't seem 5'6".
I'm 5'6".
Is that bad? Like, is it shorter or taller?
Taller. He seems taller.
Oh, well, that's good. Tall personality.
Yeah, I agree with tall that. Personality. I think you're definitely taller because I'm short. So you seem
six,
really
five
tall.
6'5" personality.
6'5".
6'5" personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. That was a hard one. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Because then I got to like reflect on all the things
All the
you
things
say.
You say.
Yeah. What are they? Yeah. I'm going to be self-conscious. All right. What else? Do we have another one?
I can think. I have something.
Okay.
It's can I just say, because it's a senior gift that was given, not in the time that we've been here. And that's
okay. Is it still on display? Like, in a box.
I believe it is after the move. I don't know if he put it back up after the move.
So it may still be in a box.
So before the move.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Was it the ties? Because I think about those all the time.
It is not the ties.
Oh, wait, that's two.
Is it the Dr. Harmon?
No.
Not like this was not a senior gift, but was it like the flamingos? Okay.
Is it the sign, like the neon sign? Did we say that already?
Dang it. It is.
The neon
sign. I'm too predictable, I guess. Yes. I feel like everyone always gets mine. So
is it not,
what's
is it
the
not
neon
up?
Sign?
I don't know if it's you put in, it back up again.
It was in Harmon's room. The Harmon's
Mad sign.
It says Harmon's Mad.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was up against what used so to be clever. The ventilator.
Love it.
The
it's air in conditioning his thing. Office now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Listeners, the kids 1 year got him a sign. It's a whole story. Harmon can explain it later. Maybe next time in episode 4 when he's here.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
He can tell us all about it and stuff. But yes, they got him a neon sign. Custom-made neon sign that says Harmon's Mad that you could turn on and so that you would know what, like, do I want to go into Harmon's office or not?
I love that.
I really do love that. Clever. I remember when he told that last year.
Yes. It had very to do good. Something with, like, he's like, my mom, when she was mad, we always wished that, like, when we came out inside from having played in the neighborhood whatever, we wished that there could be, like, a sign out, like a realtor sign or whatever, that was just, like, mom's mad, so you knew what kind of attitude to have when you came into the house, kind of thing. Did you guys ever play outside when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, all the time.
This is maybe a stupid question. I was just making sure.
Yes. I remember.
Did you ever just, like, bike around the neighborhood?
All
like,
the time.
And, like, push, like, farther and farther away from home just to see how far away you could get?
My parents actually would not let me go, like, around.
Yeah.
Like, I had a scooter. I was a big scooter girl.
Yes.
And I went around the block, and I pretended it was a horse.
The scooter. Not the block.
The scooter. I got pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I was a pretty fast scooter rider. I'm not going to lie. Not to brag. Just...
I was a very clumsy kid, so, I mean, I did go around a lot, though. I went to Ronin. Pool and park a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because I lived like 10 blocks away, maybe. So I was always outside, I feel like.
I went to Clemens my whole park.
Maybe with my iPad. Yeah. Maybe I brought my iPad. But I still went outside.
Did you ever get hurt like more than just a little bit and not tell your parents?
Yeah.
I did that all the time.
I don't
what happened to you? Nothing. I'm fine.
No. I want to play outside still.
That's fine. I miss that freedom. That's good. I mean, I guess I have that freedom.
You
I'm an adult.
Play outside if you want to.
I can do what I want.
You can bark.
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 I will. Okay, listeners, our next fun game is a new one, which we're calling
Red Cards, Green Cards.
Kenna
Meyer.
Red cards, green cards. What I'm doing is I have a game, a popular game you may know the name of, that has both red cards and green cards, and it involves putting out a green card that has a describing word on it, an adjective of some kind. I'm reaching across the table, handing out some cards as we speak.
Hey, look at these.
And you can look at them, and people have to play the cards. On the green cards for a judge who's going to decide which thing to do. This is a custom deck of this particular type of game that has both red cards and green cards and a fruit.
Apples.
And we're allowed to use the words that you use the words that you wrote and the words on the side, right? Correct?
You are with the red cards, the listeners don't need to know this, but with the red cards where you must use the ones that I've written in.
Oh, okay.
I have a good stack.
But with the green cards, you can use any of them. In fact, I've added just one additional one. That way there's more variety. So the green cards have three different adjectives, two that are there and one that I've written in. The red cards, though, you must use these ones. And what we're going to do is we're going to play until somebody gets two green cards.
Okay.
That and if somebody gets two green cards before we go around all the way, we'll still do the last person. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. How about
so
them apples?
You can draw a green card and you can pick.
How about them cards?
You can pick any one of these things.
Them red.
Okay.
Green cards.
Them red. Yeah.
I've just written more variety on them so that way these will go a long way.
So I just pick a word, right?
Yes.
Goofy.
Goofy is the word.
Silly, wacky is what it says.
So listeners, the goal of this game, if you've never played the game that is inspired by red cards, green cards. No, the game that inspired that. Or Cards Against Humanity. I can say that one. Which is not what this game is, but you know.
Okay.
Yes, we have to pick one that we think Alexis is going to like the best for any particular subjective reason. So, Goofy, you say.
Goofy is such a nice word. It's one of my
favorite. Before you read mine, if whoever is listening that this applies to.
And then I'll shuffle
I love
them,
you.
So. I'll shuffle them so I don't know who it is, right?
Right, yes.
This is who's, right?
All right, and then we will also draw up so that you get an extra card so that you will always have eight.
For Goofy, we got
Will you bring the
theater
mic?
Kids?
Will you bring the mic closer? Thank you.
We've got theater kids. That's good. I like that. We've got JC. And we've got the Harmon's Mad Story.
Who's JC? Explain.
What? Oh, okay. JC Foster is a former host.
That's why I wrote that on the card. She was JC Foster, former host.
She was in the first couple episodes of the podcast.
And back
she
in
was
the season with very, the bad sound.
Very funny.
That's right. Remember that, Rachel?
Absolutely.
She absolutely does. I'm going to go with Theater Kids. Theater Kids is really funny.
Dang it.
That's mine.
I put JC. That's why I said so I'm sorry. If
do I go now?
Yep. You can go now. Yes.
There you go. Love her.
We're trying to get to two cards.
Okay, and I can pick any of these three?
Any of the three. The Mad Lib was also hard to edit because we just did a lot of sidetracking.
Okay, we're going to do old.
Old?
Or is JC winning either?
Not used or new. But I'm a big humor girl, so if you can humor me.
It just depends on kind of what sense of humor you all have.
I literally cannot think the of best. Anything.
The best kind.
The best kind.
Don't look.
Doesn't help me at all.
Old. My folder.
That is true. Those are falling apart. Yeah.
Choir teachers.
Choir teachers.
I like that.
Generally. Yes.
And choral collaborative.
These are really good.
Actually,
getting old.
I'm gonna say choral collaborative.
That was me.
That's pretty,
I don't have any other
it's
chords.
Funny because it's like, I remember we did it sophomore year. And then it's like, thank we you. Did it again. And then we're... I've heard about it in the past, so I just think, like,
card.
Kids are probably like, this is...
Okay. The green card that I have, this is Mr. Lockwood, back from the chaotic falling apart, is holier than thou, is what I
holier have. Than thou?
Yes.
Holier? Where's Dwayne's jeans when you
is
need
is there
it?
A little...
they're holier. I should. This is a perfect moment for a ba-dum-tsh.
We gotta get one of those fancy.
Is there, like... You know how, like, some of the words, you know, they had little descriptors. Is there, like, a little descriptor you could use to help?
What, of what holier than thou means?
Yes.
It really thinks that they're big stuff. They're, like, quite pretentious.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that got they it. Are, in fact, holier
got
than
it.
Thou.
I could have done this one.
Thank you.
Can you hand me a red card?
Yeah, me too, please.
A tough course.
Yeah, okay. I'll give this one to Megan.
Team, I've got holier than thou rappers. Holier than thou singing in German. Guys.
That's personal.
And, oh gosh, this is Harmon. I'm so sorry. Holier than thou, Harmon pausing to think of a nice way to say something.
he always, like, he's like,
I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this.
Like,
yes.
He makes it a big
his
deal.
Face, yeah. His face, he did the perfect
that's
Harmon
really
face.
I really want to pick that one, but he's not here. And so I'm going to go with singing in German. I'm going to fall.
Oh, that's
on,
not
fall
fair.
On the sword here. Okay, these go in the discard, wherever that is.
Here. Oh, Mr. Harmon.
Hand to Megan. Here.
Mr. Harmon, if you
Megan
listen to this, it's
I
not a these. Knock to you.
Okay, well, we have one card each. I don't have any yet, so okay. Keep going until okay. Somebody gets two cards.
Close. All right, let's do stupendous.
Stupendous.
Is my word.
How many cards are we supposed to have? I feel like there's so many. Two.
Seven, I thought.
Stupendous. Oh, whatever.
Who cares?
Well, rules are loose.
Gray is stupendous.
There you go.
Can I get it in a sentence? Like,
maybe it is a...
It's stupendous. Here. It's like, could you do a better sentence?
Okay. Stupendous. Holiday music. Actually pretty...
I better get one of these.
Sight reading factory.
No.
that's the bane of my existence. The Grammys. Oh, my. Okay. Honestly, my favorite is holiday music because... Who doesn't like some jolly music, you know?
Me.
Yeah.
Jolly oh, my right. gosh. This is so it's close.
All tied up.
Oh, no.
So, Alex, sorry.
Oh,
you can't win.
I do wins. I can't physically
love
win.
All.
Real.
Here we go.
Gotta make a good one.
See, I made a sports reference. That was
yeah,
pretty good.
Level. Yeah,
I've played tennis before. That's my only.
I
that means
tennis.
We're all tied up, listeners.
Love.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Yes,
delicious.
Your adjectives are tasty and pleasing.
I have donuts from
oh,
the
my gosh.
On the real cards. I can't play that.
Oh, well, this is the end. This is the end time.
This is
table.
Definitely the tied up, yes.
With? There's no card to hand, Megan. The game's going to end.
Well, I better just...
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Whoever wins. This is for all the marbles.
All
so
marbles.
So lame.
I'm
sorry. This
win.
One's lame.
This is
Rachel,
so
can
sad.
You contain your excitement?
Mm-mm, not with that tone of voice.
I was being nice. I don't know.
She's got three
we'll do that
lines.
One. Here you go. Will you pass that
Rachel,
around?
Rachel, can you please contain your excitement?
Maybe. There.
See, you just got to ask nicely.
Rachel, yeah. Rachel, my darling.
Okay, delicious. Shut up, you. I'm trying to... the risers. Ew. Those are not delicious. Sleeping in rehearsal. No, those are all really good. I'm going to go with the risers.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, and she went.
Megan is victorious.
The crowd
She's got
goes wild. Sleeping in rehearsal would have been next. Shut up, you. That was so mine. Good, though.
Yeah, I was waiting for a good time to use
Shut
that.
Up, you.
What two cards did you get, Megan?
I got incredulous.
Incredulous. No, you did delicious.
Delicious. Yes.
And oh, delicious. Oh, I didn't realize that there. And I think I also, and I got old. Old and delicious.
And I got old. Old that's relatable, yes. All right. Congratulations, Megan.
Thank
you.
You
won our inaugural maiden voyage red cards, green cards.
That was so fun. Thank you, Mr. Lockwood.
Pause. Do the students have any like backpacks in here that are not ours?
A couple.
Okay. They might become charging in at some point.
That's okay.
All right. Listeners, our last segment is.
Soda shop.
Maddie.
Yeah, so Maddie again.
I think
again.
I also did grab Maddie again. So number 13. Soda shop is coming up, listeners. We've got our first concert of the year. It's kind of a wonky concert. It's on October the 15th. The bell has rung. Everyone's going to come charging in here. Oh, wait, I have a thing for this. The thing we're going to do is...
The Peanut Gallery.
The Peanut Gallery.
Is that Zach Larson?
Is that Zach Gibson?
No, I grabbed...
that was a funny...
I grabbed Cody to do that one because he
can
do
that. You guys can make noise because we have a little segment.
We have an actual segment for the Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, say hi.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Ben would like you guys to know that choir is fun.
You should join choir if you're not already in choir.
Yeah, join choir in the middle
Better
of the year.
Better late than never.
You students at the high school who are not in choir who are listening to the choir corner. I would love to know who you are. It could be band people. All right. Boop. The people have left. The Peanut Gallery has flown away. Soda Shop is the thing that we're going to be doing in 2 weeks. It's on a Tuesday night. It's at 7:30, 7 o'clock? I don't remember. Let's find out. I've got 7 on my calendar. So it's at 7. It's going to be great. And we are doing a theme called What's in a Name, which is songs that all have names. Can you guys list all the songs? There are 8
yes.
of them.
Okay. Jolene.
Jolene.
You go.
Rosanna.
Hey There, Delilah.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane.
Sweet Caroline. Is that 5?
Mm-hmm.
Mac we don't talk about
knife.
Bruno.
Mac the knife.
Hey Jude. Did we say that?
Yeah. No, that's it.
There you go.
Eight.
And Valerie.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, the 9 dance. Songs. Yes, the dance. I'm sorry, I forget about thing. All songs that have names in them. This is our great loose theme for the day. It's going to be great. Don't worry about them.
Ignore.
Remember, we had a whole segment about the Peanut Gallery. They're here.
I would like to brag that I was in the alto section, was the one to come up with the names, and he was like, "Wow, that's so good, Alexis. You're just so cool." That's my brag for the day.
Oh, you came up with the name segment.
Yeah, we were standing in a circle, and I was spinning in circles, and I was like, "Guys, just listen. We have to do names because it's such a good one." And everyone was like, "Yes, that's so good, Alexis. You're just so cool." That's
the
exactly
mastermind.
What
mastermind behind yes.
Swear year. That's what happened.
So people, you should come to our concert. It's in 2 weeks. It's gonna be great. We're gonna have a band, we're gonna have a bunch of students playing some things, including Kalea. Say hi, Kalea.
Hi, Kalea.
Hi, Kalea. They're just people all around. This is the wackiest podcast. It's gonna be great. Yes, we've got some people playing some instruments. We're doing some things. It's gonna be great. We'll be on stage. There will be lights, there will be sound, there will be other people in the audience who are not you.
Let's hope.
The novelty is
that's
yes.
the goal.
But we can guarantee you that if you show up, you will not be the only one. You're like, yeah, I'm in.
Knock on wood.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, other people will come. It'll be great. Yes. So I'm excited about it. This is one of my favorite concerts. Oh, I see.
I didn't want to get it on the mic. I think I hate that one.
I hate it.
All the bells are bad.
At the very beginning, so I was helping with like journalism at the very beginning of the year before it started, and it was so good. It used to just be like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that was so nice. And then they went, da da da, da 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 da, da 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 da. I hate it. It's so.
Administration, we object. We find this to be truly abhorrent.
Please listen.
If anyone is listening to the choir corner from admin,
Yeah.
Yes. Change. Please help us. Right? Suffering is being had over here. It's terrible. It's awful.
Right, or is, am I wrong?
Because it's loud and I'll give you specific complaints about what I don't like about it. It's quite shrill. Okay, so it's kind of annoying on the thing. It happens a lot. It's quite loud. It could be shrill and quiet, but it's both shrill and loud. And we're in a class where we're making music, and so it goes off in the middle of class all the time. And it's just infuriating. So yes. Please come up with something less less infuriating, less abhorrent. I like that word.
Amen.
And I think a good idea that Mr. Harmon said a couple of weeks ago is that it should be quieter in the classrooms, because if you're already in class...
Yeah, we don't need
You're
to know.
Obviously on time.
Like, yeah, that's fine.
You know, that's but funny. In the hallways, it should be loud.
Like a war zone. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Boom, boom. Get to class. Yeah. Get to class.
So,
class.
So back to the topic at hand.
Soda shop.
Soda shop. Soda shop. Is a thing. Do you guys remember why it's called Soda Shop?
No.
No.
All right, because the very first year they did Soda Shop, this was back in the Dark Ages, the Stone Ages.
The Dark Ages.
The wheel hadn't been invented yet. Yeah.
Wow.
What year?
It was like 2002.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
The worst year.
Whatever. That's near the year that Harmon started, I think. And they did a fundraiser, as we still have it. It's a fundraiser for choir scholarships, specifically. That's the reason we do Soda Shop the way we do and charge tickets in order to fund the scholarships for the seniors who are graduating.
Shut up, you.
We just use it to fund the scholarships of the seniors who are graduating. And that's it. That's its entire purpose, is to do that. Also for it to be fun and for us to do the thing. The Soda Shop part of the thing was that there was, I think it was down in the cafeteria before it was in the auditorium. And they had like a soda fountain thing. Like there was food and there was drink and stuff. Okay. One of the things was that there was also food, I think. But there was also like a soda fountain. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. You could get some stuff.
So cool. We should do that.
And they just, it was like, we got the thing and stuff. But the novel thing was like, oh, we have the soda fountain. And it was a soda shop. And they just called it that. Aww. It has not had anything to do with soda ever since.
Yeah.
But it just, it's got two SHs in it, and it's a good alliteration. So
at
it sounds cool.
We got rid of it. That Let's aspect of soda shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, if I describe fun. It to my friends, other music teachers, I describe it to them as like the Pops concert, because they don't know what Soda Shop is. It doesn't roll off. They're not from Fremont, you know?
I feel like everyone calls it like a Pops concert if it's not Soda Shop, obviously so. But I like that that's like a uniqueness. It's to Fremont that it's called Soda
Shop. What's that?
That's like, that's interesting. I guess I got to go see it and pay what, like, how much is it? $5?
$5 for students. I think it's $10 for adults. I think it's just a nice even thing.
Yeah.
Harmon, I'm really sorry if I'm wrong. It's you can find it on the website or down in the doobly-doo.
You know, yay!
If we put it in the,
yay! I love Soda Shop.
So it's really fun.
We'll go find it.
Come to Soda Shop is what I'm trying to say.
It's super cool, super fun.
If you're gonna make one of the concerts, do this one.
Yeah, this one is.
This one is the most entertaining.
This one might appeal to your broadest audience.
You might fall asleep during the winter one, but you will not during Soda Shop.
It's so chilly.
Yeah, and if you're a parent who has a kid, come to all of them. You know. In the thing, but especially this one is good to go to. It's quite accessible, especially if you, like you yourself, have not done music. You might be like, oh, I know this song, I've heard it before and stuff. It's just going to be things mostly from a while ago. I'm now cognizant of the fact that a lot of people's parents, students here, are people who are just my age. I'm no longer like talking up to people older than me. Some that happens as well, but like a lot of like your parents are millennials.
Yeah.
And that is...
Is it rude to
ask? It's weird
ask?
That that's new, you know? Yeah. So, is it weird to ask?
Like, what year were you born in? Is that rude to ask?
86.
Oh, okay.
I'm 38.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know. Whoa.
I'm nearing 40. 40.
For some reason, when you get to like 40 and 50, I'm like, yeah, that's retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. Done working.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Nope. I can't imagine retirement. Like, I haven't thought about it. I mean, I've thought about it like we're putting money away for it, but like, I haven't, like, what would I do?
Yeah.
I guess the idea is you do nothing.
Like, just keep doing this.
Are you excited?
I'm excited to start retirement personally.
You haven't even graduated.
No, I'm just happy to be alive. I don't want to quit doing stuff. This is, you know.
Retirement is like the step to like let. Oh.
Yeah, yes, to death. That's right. So is every step you take, Alexa.
That's true.
Every step I take, I die a little quicker. That's right.
Oh my.
That's what I was saying.
That's fun.
Can I ask a question about Soda Shop?
Yes, please get us back on track.
In the group, what is your favorite song so far?
Oh my.
Mac the Knife.
I was going to say Mac the Knife too.
I like Penny Lane a lot, even though the alto twos only say do and do. But besides that, it's a very good song.
I'm really surprised by that. That's quite surprising. Usually people, like, I've been here 10 years, have not liked the, like, fast jazz numbers.
Oh. No, they're both really great.
I love
Penny
them.
Lane and Penny Lane.
That's great, because I love those. I mean, I'm a jazzer, so. Yeah.
What's your favorite, Mr. Lockwood?
It's tricky, because I'm not actually going to play all them in the same way. Like, I'm going to move to bass and drums and Rosanna.
I love Rosanna. I'm scared about the ending, and I'm scared about the repetition.
Scared about the repetition.
Repetition. I guess it's not really scared. I'm just...
We haven't solidified it yet.
Yeah, when I repeat something so many times, I'm scared I'm going to get tired of it. Like, I just keep saying the same songs over and over again. Yeah. And then I'm not going to love them as much as I do now. And I love Rosanna, and I'm scared that all this...
This Rosanna, is the curse of the performer.
Rosanna. Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's like, I'm tired of this thing. I don't want to do this thing and stuff. It's not actually about you.
Yeah, but we still have to do it. Yeah.
You're like, yep, I got to go and go sell this thing, you know, and stuff. That's the curse of the performer.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Do you feel that way, Rachel?
Mm-mm, not with that tone of voice.
Yep. True.
She does not like your sass today.
Asked her nearly enough questions. Not nearly enough. What do you like, Megan?
I'm so biased, but the dance is my favorite. I know it's not, we're not singing it, obviously, but I just have had a lot of fun with this, and it, because it's different than it's normally been. Normally, it's just an all-girls dance, but this year, it's a partner dance. So it's male and female.
Yeah, I get
and
those
so
guys.
And so, I'm just super excited about it, and I got to help choreograph it with Lindy, and it's been a really good time, and it's a super fun, like, upbeat number, and the song is up, and so I'm just loving it. I'm excited for people to see it.
I don't actually know how it goes. We can't sing it. Could you just hum like 5 seconds of it?
Uh-huh.
Hum.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
I thought that would be a good radio comedy. Thank you for playing my game.
You're welcome.
Rachel, do you like the dance?
Check your email in three months.
I'm tired of this.
On
a scale of 1 to 100, how done do you think it is?
The dance?
Yeah.
It is 100. Well, okay. It is 100% taught. They know the whole dance. Now, we still need some practice, of course. Because,
boy, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Well, we've done all of it, but it keeps falling apart.
But you know what? The more times we do it, the better it's getting. And I think everybody's having, even if the boys don't want to admit that they're having fun, they're having fun.
Aww.
And so it's just, it's fun to see everybody enjoying themselves because, you know, you don't always get that with making the boys do the dance, but they're...
Are there lifts and dips and stuff?
There are a couple. Yeah. Not anything crazy because we don't want any... brokenness on the stage.
Broken legs, broken arms.
Yeah, but there's a couple.
Yes, lifts. Super not, fun. Not elevators and not things you put
not
chips
pulleys.
In. Yeah. Lifts and dips.
We were all there when Brayden broke his leg.
Yes. Very close.
that
was crazy. Yeah, because remember we had to do the second take.
Yeah.
And we're like, and then we did it and we're like, because we started going and then we just got quiet. And I was like,
yeah, good times.
What a trooper, Brayden.
Guys, that was all our first year of musical, except for Lockwood.
Yeah,
not Lockwood.
Just us.
That's
knee loose. That's right. Yes.
we're the last round of people to have seen
back in Footloose.
Knee loose.
Wow. Yes.
You're right.
There you go. Come to our concert.
Yes.
Yay!
It's going to be great. Do you guys have any other topics, things that we need to like mention about? We haven't mentioned Choral Collaborative, but we've talked about that a lot on the...
Yep, a lot of podcasts. It's going great. I think Choral Collaborative is really great.
Yes.
So, no need to.
Time is going to fly because tomorrow is October.
Yeah.
So, this is the last day of September. The joke I've been saying all day is you guys need to call your friends tonight. We will have missed it by the time this podcast comes out. Tonight, September the 30th at midnight and say September has ended. Wake up because it's wake me up when September ends.
Oh,
the song.
We're not supposed to sing. Sorry.
Yes, no singing. No strikes. Yes.
So, monetize us.
Yes, but you'll have missed it, listeners, by the time. So hopefully you did something funny for Green Day Day.
Green Day Day. I didn't do anything for the 21st.
Yes. I'm so upset. Do I didn't even listen to the song once. Yeah.
No. Oh, are you not allowed to sing?
Copyright.
I don't know if we are or not. I'm just
playing. Is that why you had me hum? I was very confused. Yeah. I was like, can I just sing?
Nope. No.
Nope, just humming. That's, okay. That way it's definitely not the song. So. Good.
I don't know what I'm humming, but
folks,
I am.
Folks, I think we're done a little early, which is okay, because it's a little less for me to edit once we get to the, to the thing. This has been super fun. I'm just looking at the time.
It's like 1:20.
Oh, yeah, it's time to go. So. This has been super fun. Thank you for coming in and doing this in Harmonstead. Thank you, Ava.
Thank you, Ava. Choir
president, for coming. One of two. I'm trying not to say number one or number two. You and Ainsley are equal.
Co-president.
Right. One and one.
You should say yes. Co-president. Then it's...
I could say co-president. Yes, that's shorter than president. One of two. So who knows? And thank you to you, Alexis and Megan, co-hosts.
Of course.
Extraordinaire.
Love to be here.
Thank you, Mr. Lockwood.
Here. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Lockwood, for all that
I'm here,
you do.
I'm around. I could do this all day. This is.
Mr. Harmon wasn't even gone.
Yeah. You should have, like, Harmon's
don't
like.
Don't call me on that. Sorry, Harmon.
He's like, I'm going to be gone and stuff. And I was like, oh, dang. And then it was like, well, we're gonna, still going to have the podcast, is what I thought. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to have the podcast without him. But I thought, at least we'll still have the podcast. Like, you know, it gets me excited about it. So.
Aw. I love that.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
I hope you guys have a really, really splendid week. And listeners, take care. Tell your people you love them. And have a nice day.
Goodbye. Have a swell day.
So awesome. Goodbye.
Go back and listen to the one with Cade. And compare and contrast.
Episode one. Something.
Episode one.
Season okay. One. Bye, team.
Bye.
Bye. Da 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 da